Morning.
Adam, how was your summer? And are there specific parts of your game you focused on? What did you try to improve after a really good last season?
My summer was great. I spent June in Toronto and then July and August in Michigan. Nothing different that way. I think this season or this off season, something I focused on was more tailoring to my needs instead of just like obviously you guys know the group we work out with is pretty amazing and all the players out there is pretty crazy. But sometimes realizing that we're all different players and we all need to work on our individual skills sometimes. So maybe if I took one skate less with those guys and kind of did one on my own, just like some small skill work, trying to improve like the way I see the game, certain puck handles, whatever it might be. I just think I was able to tailor things a little bit more towards what I need.
Mark left.
Yeah, I'm certainly not the result you wanted at the men's worlds, but just what did that experience do for you, being able to watch like Crosby and McKinnon and O'Reilly and others, and how can you implement what you saw into what you want to do?
Yeah, that was something that, one, I'll remember forever, even with the disappointing result. Being in a locker room with guys like Sid, Nate, Fleury, O'Reilly, it's something that'll probably never happen again for me. Obviously, with Fleury retiring and you know, like guys move on. And I just took every day as a gift, and I was super excited to be there, super grateful. You learn so much just by watching Sid, Nate. These guys go through their everyday routines and watching them in practice and in games, the way they interact with each other, the way they work in practice and do extra work and make sure their bodies are ready to go. It teaches you a lot about being a pro, and those are two guys that I think anybody in the league would want to follow. So seeing them up close was great.
Quick follow-up. You mentioned Fleury and the game in Pittsburgh that he's going to have, and then also the pranks. Was that something that you and him kind of got involved with during the men's worlds?
Yeah, I don't know why Martone felt that was needed to tell the media there. That was kind of funny. But, yeah, so at the beginning of the tournament, I told Flower that I would like a stick if that was fine with him, and I told him he could prank me for the whole tournament if he felt like that was needed. So I guess he did take that, and he did ask me, he's like, "You sure?" And I was like, yeah, it's fine. I definitely got what I asked for. It was fun, really, really cool, and I'm really happy that he's gonna get that game against us. It's gonna be really, really cool, him to be back in Pittsburgh. Obviously, that's how everyone's gonna mostly remember him, is how great he was on those runs. So he was an amazing guy to be around. I mean, I've never really seen anyone enjoy being around the rink as much as that guy. So again, that was something that I learned a lot from too. So it was great.
Rick, back center.
I wanted to ask about Flower too, and obviously that's going to be a big game. You're going to be playing in a sold out preseason game, which has to be just a different feeling anyway. But do you guys, maybe not so much from coaching down, but internally while you guys have been skating together, have you talked about the idea that one of you could score the last ever goal on Fleury in a professional hockey game, because that's something that you could take with you?
Yeah, no, haven't thought about it. I don't even know if I'll be playing in that game yet or not. I hope so. That'd be a cool one to play in. I did say to my dad and my brother that I thought I might be the last prank in hockey. Probably not now if you give them a few more days at the rink. So, yeah, I mean, the experience is going to be great. You know they're going to show out for him, and he deserves it. He had a hell of a career, so it's going to be cool to see.
Go to Tim, second row left.
Adam, coming into year three, now you, from a personal and a team level, now you guys have higher expectations after, you know, from a personal level, what you're able to do, and from a team level, getting closer to playoffs. As a competitor, how exciting is it to have those expectations, and what kind of fuel has that provided to you and the guys over the last 5 months?
Yeah, I forget who I was talking about. I was saying how grateful I am to have come to this team at the time that I did. Obviously, my rookie year, we weren't in the best position possible, and the year before that was kind of similar. And I feel like since I've gotten here, it's been a progression, and it's been really great to see and be able to build that confidence in ourselves and our locker room, and kind of prove a lot of people wrong with how we performed last year, especially not having Johnny and the injuries that we did. We're all extremely disappointed we didn't make the playoffs. But it's great. I mean, I couldn't be more excited. It's, I mean, I don't even know the best way to put it into words, but we're a confident team now. We expect to make the playoffs, and like I said before, if we don't, it's going to feel like a failure, and that does change a little bit of the way you go into the season. You go in with a little bit more swagger and expecting to win games. That's kind of how we're feeling about it.
Anyone else from O? Joe, back right.
Playing a second year under Dean, where are you guys at this point versus a year ago? How are things different and probably better?
Yeah, the more you play with people, play around people, and play under coaches like that, you get to know them. You get their systems. There's going to be less of a learning curve at the start of this season, which is going to be great. His personality is awesome. It's a lot of fun to be around. So I've always had a blast with it, and I think knowing what to expect going into a season is going to be great for us. It's going to be like we're building off what we did last year and hopefully staying on the same trajectory.
Go right to Mersey. Go ahead.
Yeah, Adam, Zach was in here and said that a lot of bright hockey minds among young players. First of all, what does that mean, and where do you think you rank among those young players in the hockey minds?
Where do I rank? I don't know. I'd like to put myself in the mix, but I'm not going to give you a number, I guess. When you got guys like Marchenko, Z, KJ, Monty, like these guys are guys that know how to create offense and know how to play the game at a little bit of a different pace or maybe a little different way. And just hearing them talk and hearing the ideas and kind of collaborating on it, it changes the way you play sometimes. And maybe it's something that the other team might not expect. So being able to hear them and hear the ideas and just be around it and play off each other that way, I think that's something that was helpful for us last year. I know myself and KJ felt like we had a little bit more things to say. Maybe we felt more confident explaining ourselves and whatnot. And it, when the older guys are actually taking what you say and listening to it, even if it might not be the brightest idea at the time, they'll have the conversation with you, which means a lot to younger guys. And to be able to collaborate on certain stuff and then go out on the ice and try and execute it means a lot.
Go second row left here, Tim.
Adam, you know, you got that playoff push you guys made in March and April. What did that show you about what you need to work on to kind of take the next step in your career, and what progress do you feel like you've made in those areas over the last 5 months?
Yeah, I said before last season that something that I, from the first part of the season to the second part of the season last year, was I had to slow down a little bit in the D zone. I was kind of getting ahead of myself and trying to get on offense right away instead of like staying where I needed to be. And as a centerman, that's something you got to learn to always be in the right spot. And that makes your D's life a lot easier. Over the summer, like I said, I worked on specific small things that I think I'm going to need to be the player that I want to be for this team. And just growing with guys like KJ and Monty and Marchie and Z. So watching them and hearing them and knowing how they're going to be performing helps you play off them and helps you know what to expect.
Hedge.
Adam, we haven't known you too long, but long enough to know you're a pretty confident guy. When we talk about your game in particular, was it important to have just aside from stats, just to kind of see it happen last year for yourself? You were a 30-goal scorer in your second season. Just to kind of be able to envision, you knew what you wanted to be, but just to see it happen, how big of a step was that for you?
Yeah, it was huge. Having my rookie year end the way it did, it was kind of sour, and coming in and not having the start that I had wanted last season to be able to kind of flip it around and have a great end of the season gave me a lot of confidence going into this year. I mean, it's being able to have success offensively, it definitely changes your mentality going into the next season, and that's kind of what I'm going to try and do this year.
Great. Anything else for Adam? All right. Thanks.
Great. Cheers, guys.